This podcast is brought to you by St. Joseph's Episcopal Church in Boynton Beach, Florida, in the United States of America. You can find us at stjoesweb.org. Come visit us when you are in town.
Let us pray. Ephphatha, be opened. Be opened now to all that God is within you and through you and among you. Oh Lord, show us that awareness. In your name we pray. Amen. Please be seated. I don't know how many of you have ever had this experience. I don't know if fathers do this. I know mothers do it. But you're riding in a car, and somebody's in the front seat with you, and you have to put the brake on really quick, and your arm goes out like that. How many of you do that? Right? So it's this instinctive, on behalf of the person in the front seat, right? On behalf of them, you're going to stop this truck with your arm. The zeal is instinctive on behalf of that other person that you love. We do things all the time on behalf of other people. Think of the last time maybe you stood up for somebody who didn't have a say-so themselves. Maybe you put forth a great amount of money into a cause that would be on behalf of children with leukemia, or on behalf of orphans in Africa, or on behalf of some other cause that you know they need you to stand in the gap, to be on behalf of them. Maybe you testified in a court of law on behalf of someone. In today's gospel, we have people that came to Jesus on behalf of other people. The woman from Syrophoenicia territory was not from the same territory as Jesus. Now, Jesus was a first century Jewish man, and he was fully human and fully divine. And as a first century Jewish man, he would no more be talking to a woman than talking to a donkey. I mean, it was, you know, a woman was not allowed to speak for herself in that day. They had to tell the man in their family what they wanted to have said, and then the man would speak for them. The man would speak for them. And so this woman, with the zeal of a mother whose child was sick, most likely with a mental illness, because that's what they called it back then, about casting out demons. They didn't know what else to call it. Her daughter was so sick, she didn't care. She came to Jesus, and she saw the divine in him. She saw the divine in him somehow. But he was in his humanity in that moment as a first century Jewish man. And she begged him. She got down on her knees and she bowed down and she said, "Please heal my daughter." And the words that he said to her, "Let the children be fed first, for it is not fair to take the children's food and throw it to the dogs." He basically called her a dog. Commentators and scholars across the centuries have tried to soften it a bit, but now scholars are discovering, and it makes complete sense, that it opened Jesus up to his wider ministry with the people. She saw the divine in Jesus, and then he recognized it in how she, with the mother's love, spoke to him, and he changed his mind. He changed his mind. He was open to the healing that happened. And he healed in the name of God as God incarnate, as Jesus the Christ. And then the other people who came to Jesus on behalf of their friend who was deaf and dumb was healed. And Jesus then said, "Ephphatha," in Aramaic, "be opened." Be opened to all that you are. Jesus the Christ, as God incarnate, is there Today, on behalf of Jordan, Gerard, Lagonier, Jemmy, and Michael, come once again to Jesus. They come to God to present him, and to present him not only to God, but to the body of Christ, into our community, and welcoming him into the family of Christianity. And we then welcome him through holy baptism into what we call a sacramental community. And a sacrament, as we've said before, the definition is an outward and visible sign of an inward and spiritual grace, right? The outward and visible sign is going to be the water that we pour over his head in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. It's not us. It's not the water that's magic. It's the power of the Holy Spirit in and through the name of Jesus Christ and God Almighty, and pours in and through all of us as the body of Christ, if we will be opened to the truth, if we will be opened to that truth.